Thanks for tuning in again, everybody. We're back with your favorite podcast, Luca's Tigers and Bronze, Oh My.
We're live, Cage. We are live.
What was the finals?
I'll tell you in a second, but you're dominating as usual.
I am. I'm doing good.
Falcons, 29-15. They covered by half a point.
They covered by half a point. Yeah. And that was with a touchdown given back. You know. Did you see that play? Talk about all-time bonehead. You know, yeah, Matt Ryan dive in. And the defender kind of hits him, you know, comes in a little late and hits him, you know, as he's diving into the end zone. And Ryan gets up and kind of like, you know, talks at him a little bit. And they give a penalty, a 15-yard penalty on him for taunting. And then it's not a touchdown. And they're back to the 16. And they don't score.
I don't understand the logic. That happened after the play, right?
After the play, yes. But then the play is called back. So
doesn't make any sense.
All right.
It's like taking off a basket for a technical foul. You just a technical foul, you 15 yards. But anyway, Luca Nation, welcome back to a really cool episode. So my esteemed co-host, my business partner, my friend, my mentor, he took initiative and he said, why don't we do kind of like this end of the year thing, you know? Have our community vote. Let us know who is the best content creator. Who's the business that's impacted the hobby the most? What influencer, you know, has done the most for the hobby or had the most impact? You know, whose content page do you guys follow the most? Just some fun, to get a pulse on the market, see what the hobby is thinking. And Cage, we're gonna share the results.
Just kind of unofficial, you know what I mean? Official. I mean, I tallied them up, so they're official as that. But I mean, you know. What we do, we ask folks to comment on our page, so not everyone in the world sees this thing, although we did have a heck of a response. And, you know, people also commented in our Discord, which is limited to the, you know, 400 or so people who have signed into our Discord, you know, with a little more of an NFT lean to the Discord. So, you know, you take it for what it's worth, guys. And also, it's not an exhaustive list. We got a lot of comments in there. If you want to take a look at the post and read it, you know, people took umbrage. People took issue with the, you know, the people who were left out. And I guess that's what happens, right? I mean, we spent the week talking about the college football playoffs and how it should be expanded and how it sucks because there's only four teams that make it. They should expand it to 8 or 12 or, you know, 64. They can't do 64. But you understand what I'm saying. You know, guys, we had to just toss it against the wall. Here's four choices. I'm sure there were many, many other worthy candidates that could have been thrown in. And yet with that, let's start off with the most clear-cut winner by a long shot. Because I gotta tell you guys, what's funny about this is, and if there's any like comments and, you know, your live stuff, let me know. Like if there's any questions, whatever it is, shoot them out because, you know, I can't see them. But the one clear-cut one, because I gotta tell you, somebody's votes with as many people as we had, you know, voting. Somebody's were really close, really close. This one was not. This one, we're getting about 80% of the vote was Lameem James. Lameem, can you hear me? You're kind of messing around and you look confused. I mean, yeah, no. Hello. Can you hear me? No, can't hear me. This is not my technical difficulties, folks. This is Mexican. Just making sure you guys are all aware of that. But anyway, Lameem James was the runaway winner. I can't tell whether or not anyone hears me. I'm just going to keep going as if you all do. In the category of you know, most influential page, right? You know, your hobby content page on Instagram. Lameem, sports card investor, card porn, and slab stocks were in there. And while everybody got votes, and now we lost Andrew. He was so upset about this. I guess Lameem, I'm sorry. Everybody got votes. Lameem's votes there were some people who just didn't vote for everybody. They just put Lameem in. They would put Lameem in for every category. And while, you know, card porn got basically as many votes as slab stocks, if you tallied up all of the votes combined for sports card investor, card porn, and slab stocks, and add them all up together, they still would not have beat Lameem James. So this one was the easiest one. Congratulations, Lameem. You know, as this grows next year, we'll probably add in some additional categories. Somebody said we should do best breaker. I don't do too much in the way of breaking, so we'll have to get some other categories there. You know, more hobby newcomer, you know, most improved player of the year in the hobby. That'll be fun. You know, somebody who sucked last year and is good this year. Who the hell knows? Maybe that's you, Corn Porn. I don't know. You know, we'll see how it goes. But I'm kind of just like, you know, going on a thing here because I can't tell whether or not anyone in the world is hearing me. Andrew kind of got up and walked away. I'm just going to keep going. So,
keep going.
You know, I'd ask you whether or not you were surprised by that Lamien landslide. But
you, I'm hooking up my headset because there's going to be an echo.
There's going to be an echo. I hear no echo. Keep talking. So were you surprised by the Lamien landslide? This was the one that was the, you know, the easiest one to tally up, the easiest one to tabulate.
I'm surprised that people think Lamien and Card Porn are the same person. That surprises me more than anything because I know for a fact that's not the case and it wouldn't even make sense.
But do you think maybe it's because both of them clearly put a lot of time into their page and spend a lot of time or dedicated to it? And
I think Lamien's just a genius. He's one of
neither of them take money out of it yet. You know, is that maybe why they are kind of being compared to each other? There's not many pages that have as big a following as those two and haven't had a monetization of it yet. I don't think, you know, there are other big pages, they're breakers, they're stores, you know, they're auction houses, they're podcasts. But you know, those two guys have pretty significant followings and, you know, they haven't monetized it at all. So maybe that's why. Possible. You look very confused, pal. And I will tell you, this is one of the most annoying 6 minutes I've ever had in my life.
I don't blame you, man. I apologize. My headset died. I tried to connect my AirPods, but they're not working. No, keep going. I mean, that was a landslide. Right. But what surprise?
I got to fix my headphones for the next 6 minutes. I'll be right back. Go ahead and have fun. Just playing with you. You look very concerned there. All right. So the next was the top auction house. You know, who do you use for auctions? And this was really, really close. Like, this was one of those nail biters. Like, it took the last couple of votes that came in on this one to slightly swing this. It was a two-horse race between PWCC and Golden Auctions. And Golden, they sneak out the win at the end, right? So very, very close. You know, on a bunch of these, what's really funny is with all the votes, like, I almost wanted to split it. I almost wanted to do, like, the whole tie. You know, like, oh, we have a tie. And then what would have to happen is PWCC and Ken Golden would have to do like a dance off, you know, or like a drum line. They meet at, you know, the 50 yard line. They do like a little drumming. No?
I like the movie. I want to ask you, though, as a customer, let's go purely technology. Who has better tech cage, PWCC or Golden? You've used both.
PWCC.
Better technology, better customer service.
It's pretty similar. It's pretty similar.
Better deals for a buyer if you're buying.
About the same.
Better deal, better comps or better rate selling. So if you sell something, same card, which one would you net more from?
Depending upon the card. I would say about the same.
About the same. So you're not preferring.
But, you know, like real high-end.
If sent to Golden.
No, on those questions, like a real high-end thing, I think you send it to Ken. You know what I mean? PWCC has an advantage on Ken because they had the vaulting going much longer than Ken's vault is. And I think even the Golden team would probably, if they were being honest, they probably would tell you that they have some catching up to do to PWCC in certain areas, their tech, their platform, the ease of use of it. Although I will tell you that I swing the pendulum over to Golden because I have never gotten an invoice from Golden. And I feel like I'm paying an invoice from PWCC every 3 days. So, I mean, you feel the same way, I think.
Heritage invoiced me for a $300 card, but I have a credit card on file. Why can't they just charge it?
Well, I mean, listen, the vaulting thing, you know, that this has been the year of the vaulting war, and maybe it'll continue. And maybe, you know, maybe Alt as another option will kind of move in with their tech and that kind of stuff. They didn't really get too many votes, but, you know, it wasn't really fair. They've only been doing auctions for like, you know, 3 months or maybe even less.
I was surprised by that. You know, I'm a big Alt guy. I'm curious to see how these numbers change or yeah, just like change and adapt over the next 12 to 18 months, because I think alt's going to be much higher. I like what they're doing there.
Well, you know, I mean, Ken, Golden Auctions now has a target as the winner of the Luca Nation Hobby Award for Best Auction House. You know, the other guys are going to be gunning for him this year, and that's what's going to happen. You know, Ken, I'm going to have to find out where his kids got that trophy. You know, the Super Ken trophy that he's got in the background. I'm going to have to make a trophy for him now. You know, Ken Golden Auction
I think trophy. If I catch Ken's vibe, I think he kind of likes having a target on his back.
Yeah. Well, listen, I give all of the credit for the award here for Golden Auctions to Dave Ammerman, because he's the brain behind Golden Auctions. That was the guy who helped me the most with
And Ken is the looks and the brawn.
Oh, Ken's always the looks. But listen, if you saw Dave, you would not say Ken was the brawn. Dave Ammerman's not a small dude. He was on a reality TV show. He can be mad at me for throwing this out there, but hey, take a look. It was on a VH1 show. Dave Ammerman is known as Dave Ammerman in the hobby, but 12-pack in the world of VH1 reality shows. Go ahead and look him up. Dave, I'm sorry, but you know I'm allowed to say this because it's true.
Guys, here's a fun fact. You know that picture that Ken always uses in a flea flicker? Well, flea flicker action by the Cowboys. Let's go. That picture that Ken uses all the time on Instagram, I found out that's not just some regular bat. That's a Mickey Mantle bat.
Yeah, the Mantle. Mantle 68 season. Yep, with a PSA 10 autograph on it, game used for...
With an auto?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has auto on it. Pretty sure it has Mantle 10 on it. I'm pretty sure he showed it off this week, and it's the same bat I'm thinking of. But yeah, Golden Auctions...
Are these 6 minutes when your co-host is back better than the 6 minutes of me struggling with audio?
It's only been five, and no, because you are watching football, and you have a ridiculous banana hammock on... And, you know, you're not even looking at the chat to see if anybody has any good questions about, you know, about the awards. And here, by the way, this one here, the next category, the most influential person. I want your take on this because Gary V was one of the choices.
Yeah.
And Gary V got very little love from the hobby. So before we announce who the winner was, and if you, you know, if you did a perusal of the votes, you could see.
I didn't.
Basically split right down the middle. Two candidates, each had about 50% of the vote. And one snuck out the lead. I think he called in all of his family members and friends and stuff and told them to vote at the end to sneak it out. But talk to me, why do you think Gary Vee gets a little love in the hobby in this category here?
I think people think that Gary is a pump and dumper. I think they think that Gary brings unwarranted attention to the hobby. But... from what I've seen, I don't think that that's true. I don't think he's sold most of the cards that he's bought. And I think he brings a ton of good attention to the hobby. But the hobby's interesting, man. It's different than the NFT world, where in the NFT world, if you really, really, really believe in your project, it's okay to tell people and shill it. You know what I mean? In the card world, a lot of people view, you know, even when Gary posts that Mookie Betts card last year and Mookie Betts Topps paper goes from 200 to 600 overnight, people view that very harshly. They don't appreciate that. You know, they're saying, why are you making my card so expensive? Or why are you making these cards so expensive? It's very much frowned upon. It's very much frowned upon, this whole shilling concept. And James Fertitta, he says, feels like Gary gave up on the hobby. There was a clip. There was an interview where he said the hobby kind of gave up on him and they pushed him out.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to watch that. How long before that happens in NFTs? Or it doesn't, because you know, in the hobby, he wasn't able to create his own card brand.
I think in
NFTs, he was able to start his own NFT.
I think
he can't leave.
In NFTs, correct. And in NFTs, he has Vayner NFT. He doesn't have Vayner Tops or Vayner Panini. So he no doubt. I also don't think that there's the same emotional connection to the NFTs people buy, right? Like, you know how they say in cards, buy what you love. I was thinking about this today. It's because, honestly, sometimes people don't really care about card prices going up or down. They just really like shiny refractors of their favorite players. So when they see an influencer, you know, making a card that go up 3, 4, 5x, what they're thinking is, now I have to pay for an expensive card that I really love the player. NFTs, no one cares because they're kind of 99.9% of people are speculating. No one's like, I love the look of this NFT. So that's where what I think. Do you have an opinion? You want to go back and forth?
Yeah, no,
had a good old fashioned on air argument in a long time.
It's funny, he didn't get a lot of votes, but one of the people who did vote for him mentioned how, you know, prices and the hobby started to go a little bit down when he left. You know, prices started to go down when he left. And, you know, there's something to be said about that, right? You know, that I think anybody who says that, and look, people might not like where the hobby is right now, but anybody who says that the hobby is where it is, the prices are where they are, the attention that is on the hobby is, you know, that's here, it would have happened this way, this fast, without Gary's involvement is just wrong. So, you know, he was a pretty influential person, you know, during the last couple of years. Maybe this year, you know, his attention was split. Maybe the vote was because, you know, people in the hobby do feel like he moved over to NFTs. So, you know, this is a 2021 award. Maybe he'll come back to the hobby in 2022. Who knows? You know, I mean, who knows?
Carcun,
you never know.
Is a very interesting crew. It's a very skeptical, very cynical, not pessimistic crowd where Jordan's right. He says, you know, no matter what he did, people either hated him or loved him. But remember, he came from like the sneaker flipping crowd, right? Remember how this all started with like trash talk and him starting to talk about, hey, I feel something bubbling. Remember he was saying that in his 2018 videos, 2019, there's something interesting happening with sports cards. This was before NFTs were a thing. No one even talked about NFTs in 2018 and 19. So he brought a lot of people to the hobby. I would say a lot of the influencers that were buying cards this year were in one way, shape, or form kind of attached to Gary.
I mean, listen, and yet here we go, the 50-50 vote between Ken Golden and Nat Turner. I want to know your vote, right? Between those two, which one of those guys do you think was the most influential person this year?
Well, Nat bought everybody. They all work for Nat. Nat signs their W-2s. My buddy.
I'm going to tell you why Ken won this, and congratulations, Ken Golden, for eking out, I think, beating your boss. Right, I mean, can we say that? Is it fair to say Nat is Ken's boss? I mean,
I'm gonna need to see the org chart.
Yeah, so we'll have to get the org chart on there. So I don't want to overstep, but here's the difference, and I think it's recency bias also. You know, Ken's been, you know, in his office the last week by himself doing nothing with no shoes and socks on, showing everybody his toes on live videos, and you know, it's a very humanizing thing. And I think, you know, while Nat did a good job of that to a certain extent, I mean, everybody loves him that he's a collector and he was there at the National. You know, and he's got posts of his cards and stuff. His posts, and I love the guy, I love his collection, and he's got amazing stuff. But posts like, I don't really love Select, but hey, this card looked cool, and it's a LeBron 2013 Select Gold, so I figured I'd just buy it. Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, that's sure. I mean, it's the kind of conversation I have with my friends all the time. You know, hey, look at this card. I mean, you know, it's worth more than my house, but hey, I'll just buy it. I don't really like it, but I'm going to buy it. Ken, on the other hand, and, you know, Ken's got some crazy stuff, too. But Ken comes out, and he's like, I'm going to open some cards. I'm going to do some drinking. I'm going to invite my daughter on. You know, here she is on live. I'm going to open cards with my son, right? And, yeah, it's still a different world because he's opening his cards with his son and a starter for the 76ers, you know, whose cards we're trying to pull out of the packs, right? So, you know, we don't get to open cards with our kid and Tyrese Maxey. So, but Ken, I think he's unlocked something here. And it's he's the face of a business, and people like doing business with people, right? There's something to be said about, you know, being able to, if I'm going to consign to Golden, here's Mr. Golden. He's been in the hobby forever, right? Look at the pictures of him in 92 doing the classic stuff with Shaquille O'Neal, right? He's been doing this for a long time. You can walk up to him, as long as his security is not feeling, you know, real ornery, you know, you could shake his hand, maybe. You know what I mean? So you see him, you're able to talk to him, he's on lives, he's approachable, and, you know, he's there, especially, you know, now where the world is kind of, you know, remote and people are on Instagram and eBay and PWCC and everybody's on their phones kind of doing this. You happen to pop on Instagram and you see the circle light up and it's Ken. Kind of like the Cardboard Chronicle and like the Card Ladder guys. You know, they have a, you know, a regular date, you know, once a week, and there you are. They're there, and it's a approachable and humanizing thing. And I think that's probably why Ken carried the day over, you know, his worthy competitors. But it was close. Nat gave him a good run, man.
Okay, just by the hype, saw the news. People are anticipating his Netflix show as well.
It's true. I think, you know, it's, let's take 2 seconds. What do you think about that Netflix show? You think it's a good thing, Bobby? You think it brings eyeballs? You think it's much ado about nothing? What do you think?
What's the format?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. He's been very secretive about it.
Definitely brings eyeballs. Dude, Netflix is killing it. Netflix shows get the most eyeballs. So 1,000%. I think the idea of kind of like a LCS rescue or a hobby rescue where you go and travel the country, go to different shows, hear stories, hear provenance of cards, hear about record sales, something that captures a few different audiences. One, record sales of cards is cool. But two, like business consulting and business advice, right? There's also that aspect of when you go into different LCSs, you get to see how they're run. I think it could work really, really well.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, we'll see what happens. And, you know, if that Netflix thing takes off, Ken, you know, might be the early favorite for the 2022 award for most influential person, you know?
Are you going to buy him one of those belts?
You mean like a WWF belt? He got a belt from Vince McMahon. He doesn't need a belt from me. He opened one of those up on a live too. It was a mini belt, but it had diamonds on it. It was like a thank you from the WWE. It was a legit belt from them. So he doesn't need a fake belt from me.
And real quick, some people said, what about the card ladder guys for content? Or didn't we get into content yet?
So we did podcast. So we didn't, it was the best podcast. We didn't have a category for best quote unquote content. I mean, we had like best page, right? And I think, you know, Lameem's page, it's a page, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's a person. I guess the card letter guys could have been thrown in there also. You know,
what got me thinking, because I think of the card letter guys as, you know, they're business owners of card ladder.
Yeah, it's a tech.
But they also do have, they have the crossover. Every Friday night, and they have SCI, right? Where it's a Christina, Josh, and Chris. So they do actually do content. You, it's funny how branding works. You know what I mean? You think of those guys, you think of tech, but they do actually have content. And a lot of people in the comments pointed that out.
They have the crossover. Yeah.
Yep.
Which we talked about, which I love.
Cowboys
love the crossover.
Suck, man.
What's up?
Cowboys suck.
Okay. So the podcast, this, by the way, this was very, very close. And we had some late love for Stacking Slabs. So Brett McGrath, you know, we've been on, and we've had him on also, great podcast. But this was also, you know, I call it a two-horse race. This was card talk and sports card nonsense. So, you know, I'm a double coverage fan, I got to tell you guys. And what this shows me, what's great about this is, take a look. There's still such great content out there, right? And maybe you didn't even know about double coverage. One of the comments we got was Wax Museum, right? The Wax Museum. I'm gonna have to go check that out. I have to go listen to it, right? Why the hell not? If people think it's good content, let me go listen.
I've been asked of other content creators. So I'm boring. I'm a host. I like interviewing people. But if you guys are in there in the comments saying like, this show is good. Think about our show. We've basically had every single person from the hobby on the show, right? And if we haven't scheduled. All of these, your favorite shows, you know, sometimes they go 1 week out, sometimes 3 weeks in between shows. If they're so lovable, they can invite us on and invite Cage on and have the best show of their lives. So a lot of these shows that we don't have on, they've never reached out to us. They've never asked us to come on. So
let's go. Give me some names. Let's say their names. Who is it? Who's in the comments? Who's being called out? Who are the ones that are better than that the comments think are more worthy than the card talk guys who have a combined 100,000 people following them on Instagram, or sports card nonsense, which has the backing of Bill Simmons, right? So who's in the comments? Because I should contain it. I should listen to that stuff. I should try to, you know, consume some of that content just to see.
Well, if you ask heroes, you got to get on TikTok.
I don't care about that. I'm not 14. But what else? Who else is out there? Who else? Heroes actually is good content.
Wax Museum is a is
the
a
Wax Museum. We got that mentioned. Who else? But yeah, the truth is, you know, Brett Stacking Slabs had us, right. We talked. Yep. We were on with him, so that was pretty awesome. you know, double coverage has had us on a million times. We have like an open invite for those guys. And, you know, who else? A couple people have had us on, but it's okay. I am an acquired taste, and I understand that. You know, and you have a hat with bananas.
Breaking Wax was another one he actually had us on to.
They, you know, we were on that show already. So that works. So anyway, so who do you think took this one? This one, by the way, this one was very close to needing a tiebreaker. This one was it could have come down to you know, like a steel cage match. But it wasn't the closest one. The next one was actually the closest one. But this one, by single digit votes, Sports Card Nonsense took this one. And, you know, we're a fan of everybody on this list. We're a fan of the Car Talk guys, known those guys for a long time. You know, we've spoken with the Sports Card Nonsense guys a bunch of times, got to meet them at National, hung out with, you know, with those guys a little bit as well. And, you know, it's my favorite thing about this category was the comment saying that they want to vote for us, which we appreciate, guys. We truly do. But you know, it's our awards. Can't give ourselves the awards. Otherwise I'd win every award. I'd be the most influential page, the most influential person. Hell, I'd be the best auction house. I don't care. So had to leave me out. Otherwise I'd
be 2020 is going to be a big year. Someone's going to come to you and ask you to be the captain of their ship once they've steered it into a bunch of rocks.
Yeah. Those are the kind of ships I like. The ones that are already on the rocks. You know, that's good stuff. So the fifth category here, this was the closest one. Less than five votes separating these two. So I kind of want to give like two of them, you know, the award here. This was the, you know, the best kind of hobby newcomer. And it was a almost dead heat between Whatnot and Loop. Almost dead heat between Whatnot and Loop. A lot of Loop love in the comments. A lot of Loop love. Like, you know, a lot of vocal people talking about how Loop was like, you know,
a lot of it. It would be kind of nice. Like I think it's worthwhile to spend a little more time for myself on Loop because I preach that very much, but I haven't been on the app enough.
And that is the upshot of this. And you know, we were talking about it during the other content stuff, right? So Whatnot just happened to sneak past Loop on this one. Very close. Again, love to split the award down the middle. Both of you guys, but Whatnot happened. Congratulations to the Whatnot guys. You know, you may or may not have gotten the tiebreaker here because I got a free bomb pop at the National, but in all honesty, Whatnot, tiny amount of votes more than Loop with our Discord factored in, especially. And the upshot is I've not used Loop. And the people who were in the comments they talk very highly about Loop. So got to get on Loop. We've had, you know, we've had conversations with almost every, you know, newcomer to the hobby, every new app, all the new tech, all the new innovators. You know, in addition to trying to check out some of the new podcasts that were mentioned in the, you know, in the comments, you want me to try to use Alt more, which is great. You know, I'm going to check out Loop 100%. And those were the five, and that's the five awards for 2021. If you, if you're one of those people, congratulations, one of those companies. Evening, gents. Thanks, Jamar Chase, for crushing rookie record fantasy today. One more week and the chip is mine. There you go, Tom. Well, you need to get in a better fantasy league, Tom, because you shouldn't have the finals a week from now. You shouldn't have the finals in that week because, come on.
I don't know what this means.
It's the coldest soda ever. It's a very cold soda. Very cold soda.
How does he know that?
I don't know because it's got like condensation. I took it out of the freezer. Maybe that or... Okay. Are my nipples showing? Is making it cold? Like, I don't know. What does he mean? I don't know. What can you do?
So tomorrow we're back to a regularly scheduled programming cage. We are unlike any NFL or NBA league. We have no time off. We have no time off.
There is no off season to buy the dips for us. We're just boom, like a metronome.
Right back in it. We have to find motivation ourselves.
It's January 2nd. Tell me any other podcast out there that's already done three episodes this year. Because if you count our Whatnot this morning, we've already done three shows. So
Happy New Year, Tony.
Happy New Year. There's Tony. Tony, you want to buy? Oh, so here, because we don't have a regular schedule, I'm going to throw a question out for you. If you haven't seen it yet, then we'll end this episode if you like. But if you haven't seen this yet, my post from today, Joe Burrow. Just an amazing performance, two weeks in a row, 500 yards and four touchdowns last week, 400 yards plus and four touchdowns this week. clinch the division with the Ravens' loss and their win. They're playoff bound with a home game during wild card weekend at the least. And they are, you know, they're looking up. The team looks good. Jamar Chase, rookie record, like 266 yards receiving today.
It's going to be short-lived.
I have one Joe Burrow card. I have one Joe Burrow. It is a Prism Orange team color match out of 249 PSA 10. There's a picture of it. I posted it today with these questions. One, would you sell it today? Or yes, would you hold it? Would you hold it into the playoffs? Is it a long-term hold? And then two, yes, next question. So I want you to talk about it. You can't just say yes. This is a math test. You need to show your work. And then number two is, if you are going to swing towards selling it and explain why, where would you sell it?
I'm lazy. I would send it to Probstein, even though people don't like him. And yes, he has some questionable private things. I like Probstein,
but here's the
oh, what if someone doesn't pay for it?
So the point to trying to selling something like this now would be to capitalize on this. If Probstein has, I mean, I think eBay still has 30 days, right? I mean, there's still a 30-day return, and Probstein would be selling it on eBay. 30 days from now, it's basically the Super Bowl.
Well, all right, let me go into more detail. Don't crucify me, but you got to sell into the hype. And we talked about it this morning on the Whatnot show. If these two teams matched up against each other in the playoffs, I do think the Chiefs take this one. But this was a big game for them, for this Bengals team. They're young. They haven't been in this position in a long time. And you could see, I mean, they were down by two touchdowns, and it was like an emotional game. They came back and won that game. Realistically, what is the upside for Burrow, right? Like, I mean, can he have a miraculous run and go to the Super Bowl? It's possible. What's that card valued at? You know, like, just
there are three of them on eBay, I think, and you know, they're around $3,000, I think, is the buy it now or best offer. There haven't been many, so I think the pop is only like 34 or 35, something like that, on it. And you know, there haven't been any sold since October. And I think in October they sold, you know, in the low twos to three range, you know, 2,000 to 3,000, let's say. I mean, it's not one of those cards where, like, you're getting $10,000 for it. You got to jump on the hype right now. So is it worth, you know, hanging on in case he turns into something big? That's the question.
I think you could pretty easily sell it on Facebook tonight.
I'm not on Facebook because I'm not a grandparent.
Well, Facebook groups.
Okay. Well, I'm not on that. How about my slabs, who we didn't include, and people got really mad?
We had them on the show, and two other great guys that we've had on the show that we couldn't be happier for them, and they're going to have a huge 2022.
I'm going to say it now. When we expand these awards for next year, and we'll have at least 10, there will be a category for the best grading company. And yes, yesterday we started our consulting agreement with SGC, but they do not get favoritism here. As a matter of fact, take a look. Star Stock was on here. We had partnered with them. Sorry, guys, they didn't win.
HGA, well, SGC is not a new company. SGC has
no, but it wouldn't be a new company. It's for this new category is going to be best grading company of 2022. I want to know who people consider, because people are going to be open now. And people are expecting big things out of PSA. It is PSA's award to lose. Because you've seen the memes. Lameme, there's a reason why everybody loves him. You saw the Anakin Skywalker one, you know, with Nat. And it's affordable grading for all.
Here's how affordable grading for all $50. Grading companies work for the hobby. So I think you have to vote for your dollars. And I don't think it's one grading company that you should support. I think you should support different grading companies for different purposes. I know you're a PSA all the way guy, but I think there's times where it's right to send cards to PSA. There's times you send cards to SGC, and there's times you send cards to BGS. Like, I think you use all of them and you vote with your dollars. Like, right now,
I feel like Kevin McAllister. When are you sending your cards to BGS?
I mean, I think a lot of PSA 6s and 7s that were recently graded are SGC 9.5s and BGS 9.5s.
Wait, I want to make sure. BGS should get the PSA rejects. Is this what you're saying?
I mean, if you're acting like BGS is a girl and PSA is a girl and PSA broke up.
I'm not acting like anything. I'm just trying to get further color on what you are saying about when you should send cards.
This show is about the people. I don't care about the companies. I care about the people. And yeah, a lot of PSA 5s, 6s, and 7s would do really, really well in SGC and BGS holders. That's just a statement of fact.
No way.
Yeah. Dude, a lot of PSA 5s, 6s are turned into BGS 9s and 9.5s.
Let us know in the comments what you think about that. I need to know whether you guys have had some real success crossing over PSA 5s and 6s to BGS 9 cards. Listen, I have. I've probably graded more BGS cards than you, just not in this decade. So I graded BGS a long time ago, but I'm also not going to be taking PSA 5. First of all, PSA 5s, I don't even think they gave 5s out on modern cards until the last 6 months.
Correct.
So, I guess the thought there is that if you're a believer in the population control, then it's not really a 5 that's warranted a 5, so you send it over. But I don't have time to do that. Come on now. Be PSA 5s. I think I have 1 5 in my house. It's a title.
And that's not to say that SGC and BGS don't grade honorably.
Can I tell you?
I've graded a lot of PSA cards, and some of them came back. Dude, the Pokemon set that we just graded with PSA, I saw a PSA 2 on a perfectly centered card with no surface issues, no digs on the edges, a PSA 2. So, I mean, you could say what you want, but people who've graded a lot of cards, who've reviewed a lot of cards, they see how these things change. So, call me crazy.
You're crazy, but you might be right. You may be crazy, but just maybe a lunatic the audience is looking for.
Well, here, fine. Let's have some fun. This is what we're doing. Go to eBay and search some PSA 5, PSA 6, PSA 7, and look for the new subgrades and zoom into those cards and look at those cards.
What subgrades?
I mean, like zoom into the cards, look at the card.
Oh, like think what you would give it as a subgrade.
Yeah,
like PSA gave subgrades. I'm like, you might not have sent it to PSA if you got a card back with subgrades.
Cage, talk about this. We talked a little bit about this on the one.
I was going to bring this up.
So why, if you're going to bring it up, why that reaction?
By the way, because this is a quick awards with my vote tally. But I like the poke. I do have to go. But I mean, we can talk about it tomorrow. That is worth a whole episode. Even that Joe Burrow question is a whole episode worth, because we could talk about what different places you could sell at for a different type of card. But the first edition Pokemon case. Right, here is my take, and I think this is going to surprise every person who hears this, okay? Because I am a shoot from the hip, I'll be your Huckleberry, Doc Holliday, Deadwood kind of guy. He has no clue, 80s kid. He had no idea what I was saying. But thank you. Thank you for hearing. Thank you. I could hear Jimmy. No, so that's well done. So maybe a lunatic you're looking for. That's Billy Joel. That's a Billy Joel song. No, that's okay. So here you go. Not shooting.
I already, my brain, I think I'm pretty smart. Like I can remember some things, but next to you, my brain is inferior. You have so many references.
It's just the old brain. I'm going to take the guns. I'm going to cool them off. I'm going to put them in my pockets. And I'm going to ask everybody to reserve judgment on this. Okay. Because there were a lot of players involved in this from a friend of ours, Mealy Pop, Jamil, who we know for a long time, who was involved in the brokering of the sale, to Shine, to Logan Paul. And, we talked about this on our Whatnot show this morning. BBCE authentication. I haven't heard anything from them yet. And if they've come out and said anything about this, and maybe they feel like they don't have to, and it's just rumors, and they're not going to stoop to responding to baseless rumors made by, the audience. I'd be curious to see what they say on it, because I'd venture to say that they're not, authenticating and shrink wrapping as much Pokemon as they do sports cards. And with something like this, there are probably not a lot of these sealed cases of first edition out there for them to check against. They probably don't have – it might be the first time they've ever been asked to authenticate one. So they probably don't have, a library that they can compare it to, a lot of evidence, a lot of stuff that, in their own history. And what you can see is when you do stuff like that, There are people who are more experienced in the, you know, in the, you know, the hobby itself in Pokemon. And I will say this, the piece was well written. It had a lot of evidence. It had a lot of, you know, smoke. I didn't see fire, right? I didn't see I saw smoke. And, you know, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire, but sometimes there's just smoke. I don't think anything in that piece would tell me, okay, this is clearly fake. And unfortunately for Mr. Logan Paul, the one way to find it out is to open it up, see what happens. But he's not. I mean, he might. I mean, $3.5 million was out of Logan Paul.
But I mean, here's the thing, Kate. It's one of those scenarios where there's actually no loser, even though let's assume that something. That it wasn't the authentic case. Everybody has won in that deal. How? And even Logan Paul has, because, dude, for him, he needs content for his channel. Mm-hmm. Right? He needs eyeballs. He needs views. And I think he brings those.
Well, the loser in this would most likely be BBCE.
Okay. But they probably got paid off in the scenario that we're talking about where – they knew that this wasn't a case.
I don't think they knew it at all. I don't think I haven't heard anybody.
They just don't know how to.
I just think that they looked at it. They saw the touch points, and that the people writing this article probably are in a better position to authenticate a Pokemon box and case than BBCE is. It's Baseball Card Exchange. You know what I mean? Like they.
Why would they authenticate it?
Because they're branching out. You know, it's the same argument that you hear about HGA, right? Where people say, why is HGA trying to authenticate these cards? They don't have expert graders in the vintage world, or they don't know what this is, and they're allowing, you know, fakes to get into sleds. It's the same type of a piece, right? Where people are saying, look at these arguments, look at these things. Now, keep in mind, like I said, there's nothing here that tells me it's a fake, right? There's a lot of things that would have me questioning it. You know, I don't know what Logan Paul's thought process was in buying it. I don't know if it was to resell it down the road. I think that
I think he already opened one of the boxes, didn't he?
No, there was a box open, but I doubt it came from that sealed case. I don't know whether that's the case, whether that's you know, true or not. If it is, the timing on it's weird, and we shouldn't be talking about it, because if he opened one of the boxes in that case, it was clearly a first edition box. It definitely was. And then what are you talking about? Somebody took 6 first edition boxes and put it in a fake case to make it look more expensive. I mean, that's possible also, you know, to say it's not a sealed case, but then it's irrelevant if you opened it up. I don't think the box that they opened up on Whatnot on Christmas was from the sealed case. Gotcha. I think the sealed case was just like so that you could have a sealed case. I think if he was saying it's the only one out there, I think that's also wrong. I think there are other sealed cases out there from big Pokemon collectors who have sealed cases. I think Gary, you know, the Pokemon King, you know, from the Pawn Stars episode, I'm pretty sure he has a sealed case. But yeah, I mean, look, part of what we say here is it's all good press, right? It gets people talking about it. I will say this, the hobby, whether it's Pokemon, sports cards, you name it, it does a very good job of policing itself.
Yeah.
It really does. That is the thing that comes out of it, right? I mean, talk about that. That was like, you know, it reminded me of, and this is going to predate most of the people listening to this, reminded me of the blowout detective agency work that was done regarding PWCC and Probstein and, you know, the trimmed cards being sold and that kind of stuff. The stuff that was posted on Blowout, it was like, blow your mind. Forget about Blowout. It was like, you know, with these scans and the pictures and the you know, this is this card and this is that card. It was like FBI worthy. It was really impressive. And this piece itself was also impressive too, you know, to see the level of detail, you know, in a world now where it's easy to just say, I don't like this guy and he's not doing a good job. And clearly this is a fake without any real anything behind it. I'm not looking at any specific, you know, page that may or may not have been nominated. But these people clearly backed up what they were saying. They clearly backed up what they were saying, which is, you know.
And I'll say a lot of people in the comments of this were like, oh, that's Logan Paul. That's what he gets. Guys, it's the same story over and over and over again. These influencers, whether you like them or not, they bring attention to the hobby. They bring attention to cards. And in turn, it's good. Those eyeballs are good for people. He has millions and millions of followers. So I wouldn't wish ill on anyone, you know, if he did get scammed. If that would be disappointing.
Listen, it works in all walks of life. Everybody likes celebrities coming in. You know, this past weekend, Eminem and Dave Chappelle bought Bored Apes.
Chappelle bought one? Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
So it happens. You know, I mean, you know, people, celebrities, you know, come in. And then if we treat them wrong, celebrities leave. So, you know, there is that side of the equation as well. So, you know, anything that brings eyeballs to it. I don't think that a lot of people watching, listening, you name it, with a very select few, I don't think that anybody here would prefer the hobby to go back to the way that it was 4 or 5 years ago. I think everybody, breakers, content people, you know, folks who are flipping, folks who are doing shows, folks who are putting shows on, you know, the innovators, the people who are spending money, bringing money in, spending billions of dollars for licenses, I think they'd prefer that the hobby continue to be a place of growth, a place where there's more new blood coming in, and we'll welcome the people who bring attention to the hobby rather than go back to where it was only a few short years ago, where the prices that are being paid for cards now and just the amount of attention on the cards now was completely unheard of and almost unthinkable several years ago. So, you know, I guess keep that in mind, you know, when we, you know,
it's also easier to get in and out of cards too. Like there's more volume, there's more volatility, there's more people trading. Like I imagine a few years ago, it was even probably hard to sell some cards because there was less people in the just buying in general.
100%. 100%. Liquidity is easier when you have more market participants. That's kind of the way that it goes. But guys, we love it. To anybody who's going back to work now after a week or two of being home, you know, I empathize with you, man. It's a tough one.
Are you going to the city tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how I feel when I wake up. But we appreciate you spending, you know, some of your last hours of freedom and vacation and whatnot with us here on this stuff. And if you're hearing this on your way into work or, you know, when you get ready in the morning, you know, we're here for you. We'll be here Monday. We'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and every other day. You know, 2022, we're expecting big things from all of you. If you need anything, you know where to find us.
Cage.
Yo.
You're going to the grocery store, right?
I have to do some grocery shopping for the kids for school. Yeah.
Oat milk.
No oat milk. Get out of here, oat milk.
Extra creamy.
Yeah, extra creamy oat milk. How about almond milk? Is that no good?
It's not as good.
No.
All right, Luca Nation. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for spending some time with us on another episode of the Luca's Tigers and Bronze Oh My podcast. Do us a favor and like, subscribe. Now, you know what? Don't just like and subscribe. Everybody does that. If you like us, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies, tell everybody. And we hope you got something from spending some time with us today, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.